Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a big welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome indeed. Big band to start us off. So, no sleeping at the back there. That's from the latest Ken Paplowski album, latest one to me that is, recorded April 2017 in Union City, New Jersey, for Arbor Records and called Sunrise. One of the songs is Ellington's I Like the Sunrise, so I'm assuming that's the connection with the sun coming up. And we've just heard another Ellington compo, Duet, written in 51 by the Duke, mainly for Jimmy Hamilton on the clarinet. And that's Ken Paplowski reprising the Hamilton part. It's an 18-piece big band, and I'll just mention the rhythm section. Matt Munisteri, guitar, Ehud Asheri, piano, Nicky Parrott, bass, and Chuck Redd, drums. Seriously good album. Here is a guitar's version of our theme tune. Thank you. That was the Miles Davis song Milestones from a Moon Cycle CD recorded at the Fox Studio, New Jersey, May-June 94. The album is called 6x6, six guitarists using six-stringed guitars, but only two guitarists per track. The constant is the leader and least well-known of the six, Royce Campbell, and on Milestones, he's joined by Pat Martino, and they trade fours like it's going out of style. I should mention the other four guitarists, John Abercrombie, Larry Coryell, Bucky Pizzarelli, Dave Stryker. Bassist and drummer also vary from track to track. On Milestones, it's Essie at bass and Billy Drummond drums. Yes, I did shorten that a bit. Here's a bluesy vocal, but I think I'll leave in the intro before this impromptu song.
We have a couple of students we met earlier, and we told them if they showed up, we'd put them on the spot and let them come on up here. So we're going to offer that invitation. I know we got a vocalist and a trumpet and a trombone, right? Okay. Ain't nobody moving, so okay. Well, now there's a caveat. Young man said earlier, he's a vocalist, big band style, correct? We don't play that kind of stuff. Do you do any scat singing at all? A little bit. Okay, good. We're going to just make something up right now, on the spot. It's about community, and it's about the fact that everyone, really in a truly democratic state, has a voice and is able to contribute. But now, you don't always like the terms, but you still have to work it out. So this is going to be a slow blues. What key would you like? F blues. Yeah, I don't really feel like playing an F. What's your second choice? B flat? No, we just played in B flat. I don't want to play in B flat. D flat. Yeah, C sharp. Okay, here we go with a little C sharp. Let's give it up for Christian Diaz, y'all.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba
Yet another of the Marsalis tribe. Actually, two here. The leader is the trombonist Delfeo Marsalis. His venerable pa is on the piano, Ellis Jr., plus Reginald Veal bass and Ralph Peterson drums, plus the slightly put-upon students, but they were amazingly resilient. Christian O'Neill Diaz, the vocalist, and Madison George, who took over on drums. A wonderful example of the spontaneity of jazz, as fairly obviously they'd never played together before. I must play Delfeo Marsalis more often. He isn't as well recorded as some of his brothers. Oh, by the way, stay as sweet as you are. Yes, short and sweet. December 95 in New York City. John Hicks piano, George Mraz bass, Idris Mohammed drums, and that's the regular piano bass drums lineup for 8 of the 9 songs here. But I chose Stay As Sweet As You Are, a John Hicks piano solo, as you heard. It's Ellington time. It's an Ellington Strayhorn compo, Fiddler on the Diddle. The Duke Ellington Orchestra recorded in New York, April 65, for the band's Concert in the Virgin Islands reprise LP. It shows you can't always believe what it says on the outside cover of an LP. Fiddler on the Diddle featured Ray Nance on violin, the brass section laid out on that song, and the reeds provided a background riff, plus the rhythm section of Ellington piano, John Lamb bass and Sam Woodyard drums. The Reeds lineup is worth a mention, as it's one of the all-time greats. Johnny Hodges, Jimmy Hamilton, Russell Procope, Paul Gonzalez, Harry Carney. Here's Charles Mingus, live in and about New York City. We join the story about halfway through.
Moms didn't dig. She just didn't go for it. Bird. Bud. Miles. J.J., Jimmy Blanton, and Max, she couldn't see it. Morning, afternoon, night, or any time. That is, until I played her some Monk one night late, round about midnight time. I played her some Monk, Thelonious, that is, and now Mom spends many of her nights in Tunisia. And somewhere along the line, the blues walked in. Decided to fall up, not down. Yeah. early in the morning time, late in the night time, I'm with the blues. And sometimes I'm laughing and having myself a ball. And that's why Bob keeps telling me that the blues ain't all up there in my old room. That sometimes it dances and struts like a woman, and skips and hops like children playing ball. And maybe that's why I always manage a change once in a while. And with the blues, whether I like it or not, I love the idea of living. And sometimes it's tough, man. I wonder why it's so tough for me. And I don't mean like when Diz is grooving with his horn. I mean like when I can't make that morning meal. When I'm ducking the landlady. When everything I have is in hock. Like when I think. When I think about all the places I haven't been and won't ever likely get to. But I think maybe I will. Yeah, that's the way I think. Like that song said, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday, all the way down to the bottom of my stomach and up again. That's the way I feel. Pretty, but not pretty. Beautiful like a woman, a real woman.
The song is called Scenes in the City, narrated by the actor Melvin Stewart, based on a poem by Lonnie Elder. It's a long, long track, so I extracted that bit about jazz and the blues. In full, it tells the hard luck story of an impoverished jazz fan. It has the potential to be corny, but Charles Mingus is in charge, so it's genuine jazz, the real thing, in fact. But with an added storyline. Clarence Shaw trumpet, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Shafi Hadi tenor, Bob Hammer piano, Mingus on bass, of course, Danny Richmond drums. Recorded live in New York, October 57, and that's on an Affinity LP. Next up, Darn That Dream. That was recorded March 82 in Hollywood, a quintet where all five appear to have equal billing. But the biggest name here and the soloist on Darn That Dream was altoist Art Pepper. Less than 3 months after this recording session, Art had died. Art had been a big, big heroin addict since the 40s and had served four separate prison terms due to his drug habit. Both his parents had been such violent alcoholics that he was brought up by his paternal grandmother. And yet, he somehow conjured up real beauty in his playing, and amazingly, he managed to record a further three LPs worth of great music in his final 12 weeks of life. George Cable's piano, Tony Dumas' bass, and John Dent's drums. Next up, a vocal.
Along a mountain pass there is a patch of grass where the swinging shepherd plays his tune. His sheep never stray, dancing all day till they see the pale and yellow moon. And then he leads his flock and homeward they all rock to the tune of the swinging shepherd blues.
And another short and sweet song, Swinging Shepherd Blues, Etta Jones in 65, rather oddly, on the cheapy Roulette label, as she was a big name back then, and this has an astonishing group of sidemen. The rhythm section is Junior Mance piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Milt the Judge Hinton bass, Al Jackson drums. In the front line, the two Basieites, Joe Newman trumpet, Frank Wes tenor, Mike Manieri vibes, George Berg baritone. Next up, Arthur Blythe with a song I'm sure you'll recognise. Thank you. Arthur Blythe with the old traditional folk song C.C. Rider. Blythe on alto versus, or it certainly felt like it was versus, the deep tuba of Bob Stewart, plus concert grand bass marimba, rather like the vibes to the likes of us, in the capable hands of Gust William Sillis. Finally, Cecil Brooks III on drums, and he produced this Savant album, recorded April 2002 at the Tedesco Studios, New Jersey. It's called Focus. A piano solo next. That was Art Land on piano, on volume one of a four-volume series of solo piano work he recorded at the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California, June 87. This volume is called Hardball, and that was Art's own compo, Round Tripper. Art's another undervalued muso, genuinely top-class pianist, going out beyond where Bill Evans used to explore. Next LP is called Young Forever, a tribute to Lester Young, of course. Prez to us. Thank you. Recorded Jan 84 in Stockholm. Where in Stockholm, I hear you ask? Why, Red's place, of course. Actually, Red Mitchell's living room. The album Young Forever is all of songs written by Prez or associated with him. No, Lester didn't write There Will Never Be Another You, but certainly made some great recordings of it. One Swede and two American expats who made Sweden or Denmark their home. The Swede is tenorman Nisse Sandström, in the style of Lester certainly, but not copying him. Horace Parlan is the pianist and, of course, Red Mitchell bass. It's our last one, sadly, and we should just about have time for all of it. It is a young lady from Norman, Oklahoma. I saw her live just a couple of weeks ago. She plays piano and she sings. I'm playing you an instrumental. Does that mean I don't like her singing? No, it means I love her piano playing. It's her own song, Midnight Stroll, with David Williams bass and Lewis Nash drums. Recorded August 2015 at Trading 8 Studio in New Jersey. Seem to be a lot of studios in New Jersey. Sorry, I almost forgot to mention her name. Champion Fulton.
Thank you.
Hooray! Somehow we did manage to get all of Champion Fulton's Midnight Stroll in. But that really, really is the end of this week's show. As always, delighted you could join me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Gwynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.